We're hearing more details about widespread use of the Signal app among White House officials, both in the Trump and Biden administrations. News coming out Wednesday. Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, team used the Signal app to communicate on issues ranging from sensitive topics like Ukraine, China, Gaza, Africa, and Europe. That's according to four people who tell Politico they were personally added to these chats. Two of the sources say they know of at least 20 instances of Signal group chats used to discuss these global issues. The report reveals a more widespread use of the app than previously disclosed. Officials, however, say Signal is permitted on government devices. They also note cabinet members within both the Biden and Trump administration have used the app. As Straight Arrow News recently reported, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard told Congress government officials are urged to use encrypted apps like Signal for communication when meeting in person isn't possible. She also says Signal is pre-installed on government devices. Officials have repeatedly warned the app is not to be used to share classified information, citing national security concerns. The government also notes that automatically deleting chats, a function of the Signal app, violates federal law. A National Security Council spokesperson says any accusation the app was used to discuss classified information is 100% untrue. All of the four government sources also tell Politico they are unaware of any classified information shared on the app. Waltz's use of Signal to discuss work with the NSC first came under criticism after The Atlantic's editor-in-chief was accidentally added to a group chat revealing military strikes in Yemen. Since the report on the leak emerged, Waltz and his staff are also facing criticism for using personal Gmail accounts for government communication, as reported by the Washington Post. The NSC says Waltz and his staff used Gmail within federal rules and never shared any classified information over the platform either. During former President Barack Obama's presidency, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faced criticism for using her personal email account for some government communications. Both controversies have raised concerns among Democrats and Republicans on government officials communicating on unsecured platforms.